be a month.
It's a cousin's brother's.
It's not his stove.
How are you? Very well, how are you?
Good, well, thank you too much.
Yes.
Well, hello, Ian. Oh, we were so hoping that you'd come and see us.
Yes.
That's wonderful. I'm just getting it. Will you have a cup of tea?
I'd love one.
Right,
thank
let's
you.
Get
that. How are things going?
Yes.
Business okay?
No.
No, oh dear, dear.
Not at all, no.
You're holding on, all right?
Just about, yes. Yes.
That must be worrying. A lot of people feel like that, don't they?
Yes. No, it's been a very bad 18 months. Because the business that I was, the business I was a director of, last year, went into receivership.
Oh no!
In January.
Oof. Now does that? I know you lose your income, but does it penalise you at all?
Yes, it does.
Oh dear.
Yes. Yeah, we've had the DTI investigated.
Oh no!
It was quite a big company.
Oh.
But it just hopefully because they're just trying to investigate to make sure that we didn't act fraudulently.
Oh
yeah.
Oh good.
I mean, which we didn't.
You didn't. So
it was the downturn at the start of 1991.
What did you do?
In advertising.
Advertising. Yes.
Advertising agency.
Oh.
Yeah. But about a third of the top agencies in our sector all went bust in the last 18 months.
Living up here quietly in a retirement, one doesn't realise these things.
I mean, unemployment in the white collar management area is very marked now.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, yes. Yeah, it's really affected our businesses. There's so many areas have contracted so much.
Yes, it's a knock-on.
It is.
Process,
yes. 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 Affects everything. But things are going okay.
But you mentioned just a hold on.
Just about, yeah. Yeah.
Because, as you know, Ben's in Hong Kong.
Yes.
His job's safe enough.
Yes.
He's probably swapping from the police to security in a big bank.
Oh, that's interesting.
I forget the name of it now.
Yeah.
It may be a couple of years before he does that. But
Because he signed up for five years.
He signed up for 3 years with an option for another two.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And I think he's going to work out the other two and then go on to this, I forget the name of it at the moment, this bank. And he doesn't want to go back to England anymore.
Oh, sorry, I missed him when he came over last year.
Last year, yeah.
I just had a quick phone call with him.
We did speak to him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, that time went like lightning.
Yes. Such a shame.
Edmund is still at his job.
Uh-huh.
He still hasn't got naturalisation, but he seems to be fairly, fairly secure. The journalist, of course.
Yes. Is he confident that he'll get the naturalisation?
Oh, yes, eventually.
Right.
Yes.
Will that be this year, or does it take much longer?
You can never tell.
Really?
You can never tell. A girl we know went over the same time as he did. Got it this year.
Really?
And it's just the luck of the draw. It all depends upon the temper of the particular official that's handling it, I think.
Yes.
I'll give you a funny obstacle here, though, Rupert.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Ben and the trouble of his, Edmund can't leave the country whilst he's in a job until he gets naturalisation because he's got to get a work permit and an entry permit and everything all the way through.
Right.
Again, with the present state of unemployment in America, it's unlikely he would get
difficult.
It.
Yes.
They managed to get his extension for his permit. Because he had these English connections and the paper he was on record that he was very valuable to them, and so they held him.
Good. I'm sure.
Your wife and family well?
Yes.
They're happy with you, are they?
Yes, they are. Yes. I wouldn't bestow them on you even for a short visit there.
Oh,
the small one is...
Have you got two, have you?
Yes. He's a real handful.
Is he? Oh, dear.
He's nearly two, and it's a trying time.
I've had it five times.
Yes. We're expecting another one in June.
Are you really? About
the time? That'll be the third.
I had five. One of them was the last, but it wasn't the worst.
I certainly feel that we must be mad. Must be mad.
And you're still living in Chiswick?
Yes. Although we'll have to sell that house.
Would you? What, because of the next position?
Yes.
Oh dear, dear.
So we've put an offer in on a house in Weybridge.
Oh yes.
In Surrey. Not particularly because we wanted to go to Weybridge, but
it's expensive, isn't it?
It is actually. It's £1,500. A 25-minute journey to Waterloo, but it's got a huge garden, which with the two boys, I think, will be marvellous.
Oh, yes.
It's very unusual for even a suburban area. Yes. Huge garden.
I love Weybridge, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But would you be able to make a profit on your own Chiswick house to be able to buy the Weybridge one? Would that be an economic move?
We save quite a lot, which is what we're trying to do, yes.
Oh,
yes. And it's a good area for schools.
It is a good area for schools.
And
in fact, I knew an old couple that ran a private nursery school there, a big one, and a very successful one.
Yes, I imagine it.
For a number of years it did now, but...
It's a shame about leaving Hounslow, where Chiswick is, because they provide nursery places.
Yeah.
So Thomas, who's three, is at school.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas Surrey doesn't until they're five.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to put them...
Even if they don't, you can sometimes find, if you get behind the scenes, that there is a way of doing it.
Yes, yes.
That's
But we're very lucky where we are. The state schools are very good.
Oh, the inches are
very good. Very busy. But it's difficult living in London now. We really are aware, I don't know if you get up to London much.
Yeah,
but the atmosphere.
Oh, I hate it.
It's awful.
Yes.
Christmas Day, I had a real chest and mouth and everything. And it's so oppressive, and I really worry about it with the children.
Yeah, well, I see that.
Yeah.
I very much dislike London. We've still got a little house there.
Yes.
And so that's sort of...
At the organ works.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a bolt hole.
Mm-hmm.
But I very seldom use it.
Yeah. So how's the organ business
going? Yeah, it's amazing work.
Really?
Work.
Good.
A lot of it export.
Ian, do you have milk in your tea?
Just milk. That'd
just
be lovely.
Yes.
Yeah,
no sugar?
No.
Good lad.
Well, yes, John came back from Japan.
Really?
And he built a large orphan at the University of Osaka, or Osaka, or whatever.
Yes.
And he was back there 10 days ago for some reason, I had to see another customer. And then he came, only got back into the country on Monday or Tuesday in this week. And then today I've had a letter from an architect friend in America suggesting he gets in touch with an architect in Osaka for another job.
Gosh.
So I'm taking it down to him tomorrow.
Huh.
And he's got work in America, and he's going to build a new one for Chelmsford Cathedral.
Oh, that's a good job.
New one for St John's College, Cambridge. He's really quite busy.
Good. Good. Oh, please, that's business is strong.
Oh, yes, he's all right.
Well, Ian, and how are you doing?
Oh, well, not too bad. Keeping
really?
Fit anyway, yes.
You're keeping fit.
He didn't bring the children because he thought that we were too old for them.
I think I'm too old for my smallest one. Harry is a nightmare.
He's a handful, is he?
Yes.
Oh dear. I'm just going to pour you
I was
letting it brew a little
bit
just for you.
You're looking very fit, aren't you?
Oh, that's kind of you. Well, we keep busy, don't we, darling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And We just love it here, of course. So we've got nothing to grumble about at all, really.
He's moving out of London to Weybridge, or hoping to.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
I think so.
Yes.
But it's not out of choice entirely, because the business that I was in has gone very, very badly over the last 18 months.
Do you mean that type of business or that particular firm?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. But the particular firm I was a director of went into receivership.
Oh dear.
Beginning of last year. It was about a year ago now. And I mean, fortunately it was bought as a going concern.
Good.
But everyone's financial position suffered as a result.
Yes.
Mm. So I'm not on as good a contract.
You're not?
No.
No.
But then I'm lucky to have a job,
well,
really.
I mean, these were the kind of jobs that weren't replaceable, weren't they, really?
Well.
In a slump.
Yes, that's it. I mean, there's so little business around, but.
That's right. It was rather a good thing that somebody was prepared to buy.
Yeah.
Now pull this forward a bit.
Sorry, is this your suit?
And no, it isn't. No, it's not at all. And I'm going to leave those there. You'll just dive into those, won't you? That's the thing. I'm going to sit quite near to you because I can hear better when I do.
Right.
So, so this means that the house that you were so happy with, and have you continued to be happy with it?
Yes.
In
Chiswick.
In Chiswick,
yes.
That's right. Uh-huh. So you've got to leave that now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But.
Well, this is life when you were young.
Really. Yeah, I mean, we're fatalistic about it. I think it is only a phase.
Yes.
Things will change.
Yes.
I'm sure I've learnt business skills as a result of it.
Yes.
So. Positive about it.
Yes, it's the only way to be, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Have you got a house ready for you in Weybridge?
Well, we're buying it from an old elderly chap. Mm-hmm. Who's been in it 20 years, and he's had it on the market for some time. Probably not as long as a year, but it's quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he's accepted our offer.
Good.
But he doesn't seem actually willing to move out.
Oh.
No, which I can understand, really.
One gets very fond of
house,
really.
I think he's split up with his wife.
Oh.
Although he must be 60-odd. And it's obviously a very difficult time for him.
Yes.
So he's keeping us in limbo, really.
Yes.
Which is a bit infuriating, because Alison's due our third in at the end of June.
Oh.
So we have to be decided either way.
Indeed. Yes.
By then.
Yes.
We were quite happy to rent for a while.
I was going to say, that's the alternative, I suppose, to move.
Yeah. Yes.
And you might even have to do this for an interim period or something until he decides.
Can you get spaces to rent all right?
Yes, you can, actually. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, do help yourself, Ian. So, where would he be meaning to go if he does that?
He wants to move down to a smaller house in Weybridge.
Yes.
So, which we're told shouldn't be difficult to find.
No.
So, hopefully that'll be the case.
Mm.
But I don't think he realises how difficult it is to set up a move, and that really is quite fortunate to have a buyer somewhere within the price he wanted.
Indeed.
Because we've all not got as much for our houses as we want.
No, that's very true. That's true.
But now.
Mm. Oh, let's hope that he will. I mean, the thing is, at the age of 60, he has no conception of what it's like to be your age at this period.
Mm. Well, he hasn't sold a house within the last 10 years, which we've done a number of times.
Yes.
And it's not a pleasant, it's a very stressful business.
I'm sure it is. I don't know how we've escaped it so much, but we have, you see, because we lived on the business, that was.
Mm.
Foregone conclusion, and we never sought to move from there until you retired, did we?
Mm.
So no. One doesn't know exactly what it's like to do it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. Mm. And tell us about the children. How old are they?
Harry is, he'll be 2 in June.
Mm-hmm.
Then Thomas will be 4 in August.
Oh, I see. So they're nice spaces.
Yes, there'd be 2 years between all of them.
Yes.
So
yes.
which Alison feels is the right
ideal
time for her.
Yes.
Which is obviously important.
Yes.
And they haven't had, Thomas doesn't remember not having Harry around.
That's nice.
Whereas we've got friends who've got older children, well, a little bit, 3 or 4 years between, and they get old enough to be quite happy that they're all, a centre of attention.
Exactly.
Which Thomas has.
Sours the relationship a bit.
Yeah, it does a bit.
Yes, Ah, well, that's. And is this going to be, if it's a boy, is this going to be Benjamin?
I don't know, actually.
But you've got two boys.
Mm-hmm. And so the last of the tribe.
The last of the tribe. Yeah, well, I think you know what I mean.
Mm.
That's what we did finally in desperation with Ben, wasn't it?
He decided.
He was five, number five. It would be nice to have a little girl then now, wouldn't it, really?
It's funny because I always wanted a girl.
Mm.
But now I wouldn't know, I don't feel I'd know what to do.
Well, this is just how Ruth
felt. He's got no choice.
No, that's right.
This is what Ruth felt, because she had two boys, and she thought, I shan't know how to deal with a girl at all, which is a funny thing for a woman to think, isn't it?
Well, Alison feels the same.
Does she?
Yes, she's done, yeah.
It is odd, isn't it?
Oh,
she adores her, and of course she said, it's wonderful, I don't have to keep struggling to get boys out of their trousers.
Yes.
This, of course, is passing now, because the girl's four, isn't she, Noel? Four and...
Really?
She'll be five in April, and that's the youngest one.
Oh.
And, here they are. Mm. And she said it was lovely to be able to put her in dresses.
Mm.
That's the first day at school for Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
They all go to the same school.
Oh, lovely.
That's nice, isn't it?
Children, yes, great.
Mm. So Ruth, I think, as far as barring accidents, will regard that as being her family now.
Right.
They live in Wells.
Isn't
it? In Somerset.
Mm. Yes, oh, lovely. I don't know that area.
And they're, no, they're very happy. They actually love it. So, that's them.
And I gather John's doing well.
Yes, John is doing well. He's got three children too.
Is
it? Yes, but his are the other way round.
Uh-huh.
A boy first and then two girls.
Yeah, I think
he's
got three
too. Nice kids. Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, nice kids.
Mm.
And of course, Margaret's not inclined for marriage. She loves her job.
Yeah.
And I think she'll probably stay single unless she meets some nice old man.
Yeah. And where's Margaret working?
She's now at one of the girls' public day school trust schools in Sydenham.
Yeah, Sydenham High School.
Mm.
Sydenham High School for girls. Her dream, really, is to be teaching at City of London School eventually.
Mm.
And we're hoping that she might get a job there. But she loves her work, doesn't
she,
Lil?
And her mother seems to keep him quite well.
Yes, yes, she is. She had a bad... flew over Christmas. She's come, and she's still got a very bad chest.
Mm. Mm. Sorry to hear that.
That's the bit that hangs on all, isn't it?
Mm.
Yes, I saw her. I went up to keep fit with her.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
And although I didn't last Tuesday, I did the Tuesday before, and she seemed to be getting back on her feet all right.
She says she's much better now, so sort of sounds
a bit rough. And what about Hamish?
Mm-hmm.
Doing fine?
Mm. Finding it quite difficult to get work, but he was over at Christmas for a short time.
Oh yes. Don't think we saw him, did we? No.
He wasn't here very long.
No.
But they've set up their own teaching business.
Oh, have they?
And again, because of the recession over there, learning English is one of the things that
it's not a priority.
In terms of priorities, yes.
Mm.
So, but they seem to be working out okay. Mm. They've taken somebody else on, so things are going back.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Take a bit of the strain off. Alec is another real handful.
Is he?
He's a year younger than Thomas, but he's the same height.
Mm.
And sort of wild, curly hair.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Isn't that
a real
funny?
Wild, but lovely. Lovely boy,
but lively.
Mm, very
lively. Is that the only child they have at the present time?
Yes.
Mm. Mm.
Yes. Mm. Cope with, I think.
And of course he'll be bilingual.
He is. Mm. He's quite slow as a result, which is quite common apparently.
Is it?
With children who are brought up with both languages. They don't speak either very well, Starfleet.
And how old is he, did you say?
He's 2.5.
Oh, well, yeah. It's such an advantage to them later on,
I think. Absolutely. Because Tony, Hamish's wife, is half French. So I'm sure he'll
get three. Trilingual.
Yes, because he spent quite a lot of time, they spent the holidays in France.
Yes.
So I'm sure that confuses him even more at this stage.
Yes, but in the end it does seem to work. I was always a bit doubtful about it, you know, whether it could confuse children or not, but in fact it doesn't seem to with John's children, does it?
They use his wife is German.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they use both languages quite freely. In fact, she gets rather uptight because during the year they're at school and they're speaking English most of the time, which is very natural. And so she ships them off to Germany to the relatives.
Put them straight.
Aye.
That's quite right, I think. That's a good thing.
That's right.
I won't think so.
We're not going along.
No, thank you.
Help yourself, if you want. But of course, the slump is also, not the slump, the recession is also operative in Italy, is it?
Yes.
It's everywhere, Ian. Yes. Why do people... make such a fuss about it, I mean politically. Everybody's having to cope with it.
I suppose it's coming up for an election time.
Of course.
Everyone is bound to use anything they can, any angle they can get a grip of.
Yes.
But, it is. They had a lot of business from banks and areas like that.
Yes.
Which, of course, have lost a lot of money over the last year or two.
That's right, of course they have. They will be drawing back on those things.
Yeah.
But in fact, they're the people, aren't they, who need bilingual people on the staff.
Yes, they are. They're much, much better. I mean, although they're in recession, I think that in this country, we're owned now, our company, by a French agency group. And none of our directors are learning French.
Isn't it extraordinary?
And yet you've got people who run restaurants, small businesses of that sort, just general businessmen who want, know they have to speak English. Mm-hmm. And they're just doing it as a matter of course over there.
Yeah.
They all seem to have more drive than our people. What's the matter with this?
It's certainly in that area. It's the cosmopolitan business attitude. And it also is complacency, because we can get away with it. All the meetings are held in English, and the French speak very good English. So there's not enough incentive there.
Yeah.
I have to say, I don't. But I know I have to be thrown into the situation of having to do it.
You'd better get on with it and do it now. But of course, the beauty of it is you've done it at school, haven't you? And once you've done it at school, it comes back with a bit of an effort.
Yeah, I've got reasonable vocabulary.
Yes, yes.
But never really spoken it at all. I mean, we never did any French trips.
Didn't you?
It was useless for languages when I was there.
Was it?
Yeah, it's absolutely hopeless. We never did any trips of that nature at all, actually.
And what was the teaching system? Had they, by the time you were still at school, come on to that new... system where you speak a lot more?
No.
No. You've done it out of grammar books?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yes. Mm. Yeah. Vocabulary tests and that sort of thing. It's Middle Ages approach.
Well, actually, the one thing you can say about it is a good grounding for what you will now go on and do. Because wherever you go now to refresh your lessons, they'll use the modern method.
Yeah.
And that's that'll build on that foundation.
Yes.
You'll be astonished how quickly it'll come back. You really will.
It's all we had out at school, yards of verbs and yards of nouns. We never knew how to put the two lot together.
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
The people who had the imagination or ability to do it were the ones that could speak the language, the ones that didn't.
Yes,
they made no connection at all.
Because I knew a lot of nouns and a lot of verbs, I could get by when I went to Algeria in 1940, but I envied those who could really speak Did see some officer floundering for a word for a cabbage or something of that sort. I could provide the word, and he provided the conversation.
Yes. Well, actually, you're going to a centre, aren't you, where there will be evening classes and that sort of opportunity.
Yes.
I think,
It's well served.
I would imagine it's quite good ahead. Yeah. You'll have no problem yet. You won't really.
No. I have to give up my art classes then, which is... I've been doing them recently, but where I've been able to get an evening away, that's what I've spent my time doing over the past few years.
Yes, but it rules out altogether, do you think, if you've got
to do the thing? Well, Alison goes out for one evening, so that means I have to get back early for that evening.
Mm.
And then if I go out for another one, that means two evenings back.
Yes.
Leaving the office at 5:30 on the dot. And
yes.
I can't do that more than twice a week.
No, I see. Your work itself is going to take more time than that.
Oh, yes.
Is that just at first, or is it regularly?
No, I mean, that's always been the case.
Yeah. It's tough, really. It is tough.
It's very erratic work as
yes,
well.
Yes, is it?
It's very, you know, stop-start.
Yes. Is it still advertising?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You must be pretty good at that by now.
I've got quite a lot of experience.
I've done this since I was
getting on 15 years now.
Okay.
13 years. In the same area.
Mm.
Now, I've not really moved around a lot.
No. No.
In the actual function.
No.
Just sort of progressed.
Yes.
Up the ladder.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, well, you can only make the best of the thing you've got, and that's the best thing to do rather than, unless you're forced to switch horses, you know, in the stream.
Well, I always say that it always comes as a surprise that I was good at anything. And I always think back to the time, I think Edmund and I were sitting in the back garden here and deciding that we would go off and join the paratroopers.
Really?
Because we weren't going to get any O-levels.
Oh.
And that was really about all we were good for.
How funny. But in fact, you did get your O-levels, didn't you?
Well, I got a handful.
As I remember.
You haven't got a BA.
Yeah.
Oh, but wait a minute, not until after that, was it?
Yes.
He got his O-levels, but that was it.
Yes.
And by that time he'd had enough, and I suppose you had too.
No.
Did you stay on for A's?
Yes, I did.
Mm.
But again, I've always had the ability to scrape by,
yes,
on knowing what the minimum required was, and pitching myself at just over that point, I think.
Yes.
Which I suppose is some sort of ability.
Well, it is in a way, that's quite true.
Yeah.
Yes, it saves the use of excess energy when you don't need to, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Edmund was lucky because he got this chance to do a university course, you see, in New Hampshire, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's when Ben and I saw him when he was doing
that. That's right, you did.
Doing that, yes.
You did.
Yeah. I'd love to see him again.
Oh,
to do a trip out there.
It would be wonderful,
yes,
wouldn't it? He so loves to see people, and of course at the moment, he don't make trips, or at least it wouldn't be wise to make trips here.
Yes, I know.
Because he's waiting for his...
Yes, naturalisation.
Yes,
that's
really
lovely.
Cup of tea. Yeah. I'm fine, actually.
We've got photographs, recent ones, to show you anyway.
Okay.
And we saw him in September, October, didn't we?
Yes,
end of September, beginning of October.
Good.
And stayed... Well, now, I don't know whether you remember that in the grounds of their case, they had a barn just a little way from the house. You could see it.
Right.
It wasn't very striking.
Cool, yeah.
No, it was just grey and quite unobtrusive. Well, they've had a marvellous sort of conversion of that done for guests. And
it was a beautiful house anyway.
Oh, beautiful house, yes. And they're still in the same house. They're very fond of it.
Yeah.
And so now when we go, they're awfully sweet and they bring Edmund at the same time. And we all three, Noel and Edmund and I, live in this barn.
Oh, that's lovely.
Which is marvellous.
Sleeping in the barn for breakfast. George did that, really, so that when the grandchildren came, he hadn't got them under his feet.
No, that's a good idea.
And he was
wealthy enough to do exactly as he wanted.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Oh, yeah.
They're such nice people.
Yeah.
And of course
I
they...
I didn't meet him.
Oh, didn't you?
No, I met
Eddie.
Only briefly as well.
Well, it was summer, wasn't it?
Yes. No, it was April.
Oh.
April.
And had they gone
the
away
sun,
then?
The sun was there.
Dan.
Dan was around, and the other one, the younger one.
Oh, John.
I don't remember his name.
John was the youngest.
Yes, I think it
Mike
was him.
Mike wouldn't be. I think he was getting on. Oh, I don't know.
Dan
Mike
lived in
university.
Town.
Yes.
And the son, I think he was at college himself.
That's right.
He was sort of back and forth.
That's
but he was
right.
Based in the house.
Yes, that was John.
Yes.
Mike was down at Providence. He was in university. They're all married, those boys, now.
Right.
Yes,
good.
Dan is married.
Oh,
without
Dan,
any children.
Right.
Oh, yes,
yes,
Dan's a dear boy.
Yes.
And we're very fond of them all.
Mm.
And, of course, it's just like second home to Edmund.
Mm.
They are so good to him.
Yes. Well, that must be good to have somebody like that over there, because it must have felt quite isolated at
yes.
some times.
He would if he hadn't got
yes.
them, certainly.
Yes.
And it's lovely because he adores to get into the open air, does Edmund, and that means that he and George go about this lovely big ground
yes.
that they've got, and Edmund does lots of grass cutting and all manner of things
yeah.
with George. They've got a great relationship
good.
Going.
Good.
And of course,
it's
Christmas.
We see Dan is the same age as John, isn't he? As Ben, no, Edmund, isn't he?
I think he's a bit older.
Yes. He's younger than John.
Edmund and I are the same age.
Are you 34 now?
Yes.
That's right. Well, I should think Dan might be...
A couple of years older?
Not as much as that.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, remember, they're a couple before they were married.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Dan must be... I would have thought it's only months, probably,
yeah.
but it might be quite a few months older than you. I don't think it's more, because we soon had started having our children, didn't we?
Mm.
Oh, wait a minute, we're saying than Edmund, aren't we?
Yes. Mm.
Of course, I'm stupid. He was the eldest of their children.
Dan was.
Yeah. So I'm a bit vague about it. You may well be right, and it's 2 years.
Mm.
Because, of course, we've got older children than Edmund.
It would line him up with Edmund, then, wouldn't it? No. Yes.
No.
No, I don't know.
No, a couple of years, you're quite right. Couple of years old, I should think. Yeah, that's it. But, oh, they're a great family, they really are. But I think George enjoys having Edmund, because although Dan lives in the town, what's it called, New Haven,
yes.
Obviously he's got his own business. He's got a shop now, an outfitter shop.
Yes.
Did he have at that time?
He had something like that. He was so vague, though. He was delightfully vague.
Oh,
yeah.
Delightfully.
But I'm never really sure what he was doing.
No.
Yes, I thought he had a shop. Yes.
He worked in a shop, probably at that
time. Yes, I think so, yes.
That's it. He worked in that fancy goods shop.
That's right.
Visitor
shop.
That we were.
Sorry?
I think it was 9 years ago.
Was it?
Yes.
It doesn't seem possible, does it?
The year before I married.
85. Was it really?
Is that, no, 85, but, no, 83, that's right, yes.
Was
9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, that was a great thing for you, really, wasn't
it?
You must have enjoyed it.
Splendid.
Was it?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Really, very good. Mm. I enjoyed travelling with Ben a lot.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes, he's
family.
A good travelling companion,
yes.
I should imagine.
Yes.
Yes.
He's
he, of course,
the world since then.
He
has,
yes.
I know. Most envious of him, I am.
Do you sometimes get any word from him?
Very rarely.
Mm. Well, so do we. Rarely. Yes.
I must write to him myself, actually.
Have you got his latest address?
I haven't.
We'd better give it to you, because he has changed
it.
I
did bring my address.
I'll go and get it for you. I'm going to make yourself another cup of tea.
Oh, right. Well, I'll just... Excuse me a minute. I'll get his paper now. And my book.
Use it now, just a minute.
Oh, yes.
see, he's, I've moved his address many times. There you are, and that's all complete with,
Zip code.
Yeah, the, yes, wait a minute, there's the one. I don't think there's one. Oh, it's just central Hong Kong. But his telephone number's there. And then you'd probably want to...
Oh, it's got telephone.
Edmunds, is it? Oh, yes. Yes, in a minute now.
Sorry,
yeah,
that's fine. Here we are. I should have just checked. Yeah, cross
the yes, he's on the ships, on the boats now, you know, the police boats, ships.
Yes, because I had a very brief phone call.
Oh, I see.
The day before he left. Hmm. Is this on the sort of 60th floor or something?
It's pretty, yes. Just that sort of place.
Have you been to Hong Kong?
No? I haven't been to Hong Kong to see Ben.
No.
Because, but I did go to Hong Kong when I went to China.
Oh, you went to China, that's
right. That's right, for 3 weeks. And then I wasn't impressed by it. I was much more interested in China.
Yes.
But I would, in a way, love to go whilst he's there. But he really feels that it wouldn't be a place that would suit Pa and me on holiday.
Mm.
So.
I've heard that before.
What,
other people. It's a noisy place. Might as well go and have a whole deal.
It isn't nice, but
well, I've been there, I haven't.
Mm.
It's nice for the young, I think.
As far as I've been, it's the airport.
Mm. Now, can you see Edmunds? Because he changed his. You see, it's a terrible one.
Right, I've got everything down there.
Well,
place.
It's here, darling.
Yeah,
but it's just a question of finding it. Just go through, you'll find it, certainly. Is it? Oh, that's it. Is it far?
Yeah.
That's it.
42 K Street.
That's it. That's it.
Right. Lovely.
I'm going to get one of those articles that Ben wrote.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he'll enjoy that.
No excuse, no?
Nope. Yes, it's a strange
thing.
It's in China too, doesn't it?
Well, what we, Alison and I would like to do is get rid of the boys for a few days.
Yes.
And have one of those short breaks in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Because neither of us have been to the Far East, so.
That would be lovely.
Mm.
Do you good too.
Yes, that's right.
Well, Hong Kong isn't there for long now, is it? As it stands.
That's right. Does Ben know what will happen? Is he?
No, I don't think so. But he is having. I won't interrupt you. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's right. I gather he's joining a bank.
Well, he's had an interview. Apparently, John came back from Japan last week, and he'd spent a week. He spent last weekend, actually, with Ben, and he said he'd had an interview with Citibank. You got that now? And have you got his number in there, or not?
Yes, I've got two.
Oh, good, you've got the lot.
Yeah.
Fine.
Lovely.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, he was talking about this Citibank job, and... it's to do with security, actually. I'm a bit scared about it, but then mothers always are. It's to do with credit card fraud.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it would take him to New Zealand, the Philippines, I think, and somewhere, Japan. So it's quite a wide field, you know, but I think you're dealing with some very rough lads when you get into this credit card business.
Well, I think he's dealing with them.
I mean, credit fraud. Well, of course, he will have had some of that.
Yes.
Certainly, he will.
Yeah.
So we just don't know what he'll do. Oh, yes, take that with you. We've had several copies, so take that. Because Alison will be interested in it too, I'm sure. So if you're going to have a trip to Hong Kong, it's got to be before very long.
Yes.
Is there anybody in your family, in your wide family, who will have the boys for a few days?
Well, we've got a friend round the corner who's got a large house and two children very close in ages. And they'll do it for us if we do it for them.
I see.
So
they're in Chiswick, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
So that would be the ideal arrangement, really.
It would. I suppose Alison's not fit to go off right now.
Well, that's what we were wondering, really. Because she's only had a few more months. If we sell the house and don't buy another one, then maybe we'll do it.
Yes.
Some of the money.
Because presumably she could travel.
I'm not sure how long.
March, April, May, June.
You can do a long
she could
time.
Just now, but it's going to get a bit more difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
But of course, after the baby comes, it'll be
a year.
Until the baby's on the bottle, really.
It's
a job I wouldn't mind. With a baby, just by itself. I couldn't take a baby and two children. well, I suppose. Where are we? It's 1992. It's 5 years, before Hong Kong goes over.
Yeah.
So you might be able to arrange it, even if you've got to strip the family. I don't know whether you would do that or not.
I'm sure.
Your mother would have one.
She'd have to have a lighter one than we've got at the moment. Harry's as heavy as the elder one.
Really?
Yeah. But we've got some friends who've recently emigrated to Sydney.
Oh.
And I'd like to see them too.
Yes.
But this is the trouble. You end up thinking, well, shame to go that far and not do it.
You do.
But then you put off doing it at all.
Yes, you do. I'm afraid that's how it works.
I think the long, a short week in Hong Kong would be.
Well, you could do that in Hong Kong, couldn't you?
Well, I
you couldn't in Australia.
Four or five days is quite a good time.
Yes, it is. Right now, did you ever meet Ben's friend, who was in the Metropolitan Police too, Nick Kemp?
No.
Well, he was a fair-haired boy, nice lad, who was in with Ben right at the start.
Oh, I did meet him,
yes. Yes, I thought you would have done, because he was a regular pal of Ben's.
I forgot his name, yes.
The other one was Mort.
Yes.
You remember Mort,
yes,
I'm sure. Nick and his wife went out last Friday, not yesterday, but the previous Friday, to stay in Hong Kong. Whether they're staying with Ben or not, I'm not clear.
Right.
But they're spending a fortnight, which will be nice for him.
Because he doesn't get much time off, does he?
I think he does work. He works long hours. I think at this job he's doing now, he has to be on call 24 hours a day, I think. But of course, was that the immediate job previously?
I never really worked out, really, quite frankly. But the thing is, if you ring him and he's not there, there's a note always to say, wait a minute.
Yes, there's a callback, but actually I believe now that he's in this on the boat, it's a 24-hour shift. He's got his cabin and everything, I think, for sleeping. I think that's what it is. But John came back the other day and said he'd been on the boat with Ben. He said, but I think they're kidding, and we didn't see a single pirate anywhere, you see. He said, next time I go, he's going to get permission, whether he's on the boats or not, for me to spend a whole day on a boat, and then we're more likely to see something happening.
Sure it would.
Yes.
Junks with their steel hulls and turbo
engines.
That's right.
The ones that sort of charging off with contraband.
With the cocaine.
Yes.
I know. It's amazing, but Ben has really enjoyed it, you know. His enjoyment has increased all the time, hasn't it, Noel?
Well, Patricia had a very long chat with him, and she said he was really enthusiastic.
Your mother went?
No, when he was here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. Oh, that's a long chat, I beg your pardon.
Longer than I did, really.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, he really is. Yeah. And he's so in love with the Far East that he has no intention, has he, of coming back. Mm. You know, we can just say goodbye for a while, I think. And a Filipino girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yes, but he says she's a nice girl, so we'll have to wait and see. But I mean, he's not one of two.
Ben's very sensible about it, isn't he?
I think so. I think
he can trust his judgment.
We feel that. We feel that with both boys, quite honestly, those two boys. Mm. Neither of them seems to be in a hurry. I think Edmund would like to find the right girl.
He had a nice girl, didn't he?
Yes, but she was a very nice Jewish girl, and we did like her a lot.
Well, I met her when I went out.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Her name was Rhonda.
Oh, no, wasn't it?
Oh, you mean the one... Ah, you mean the one he met in Israel?
Yes, yeah.
That's right.
She was a very nice girl.
Yeah. She was.
Okay, yeah, because we met
she came here.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
There.
Came here. Said the family were too Orthodox and they didn't.
That's right.
Well, and her father, you see, also he was a psychiatrist.
That's right.
And the uncle, his the brother, was a dentist or something. And Edmund hadn't got a fixed career, so that I don't blame them for being a bit cheery. But he was upset over that, I think.
Not surprised.
Yes.
She was a very nice girl.
Yes, she was.
But so was Rhonda. We liked Rhonda, didn't we?
But we got to know the other one more because we had her at home here.
Yes, we did. But Rhonda seemed to decide in the end that Edmund was too, what was the word she used? Frivolous. She just hadn't penetrated Edmund at all.
That's a wrong word for him.
It is the wrong word for him, isn't it?
Well,
that he didn't take life seriously enough. Well, I mean, he's great.